there is a shift of attention today since I will talk about incidental compositions of a Greek composer, even though we are very such a pop opera and national identity. For those who have never heard of Manos Katsedakis, he's a Greek composer born in 1926, almost self-taught composer. However, he had a deep knowledge of both classical music and other genres, and he has always been the verge of the art and the popular. If you know him, you most probably know him because of his film composition and specifically Never on Sunday. The study of Neo-Hellenic culture has diachronically been controversial. One of the main reasons for this complexity is the difficulty to specify the modern Greek national and cultural identity. During the mid-19th century, only a few years after Greece had gained its independence, and during the flourish of Romantic nationalism in Europe, modern Greek identity began to be viewed from a different perspective. The most important and symbolic turn was the attitude of the Greek intellectuals towards Byzantium. According to the prevalent views of the 19th century, Byzantium and its culture was a natural evolution of ancient Greece. The filling out of a narrative of an undisturbed and continuous history from antiquity to modern Greece that was finally achieved resulted in the configuration of a Greek national identity which was considered pure from any foreign, mainly Eastern elements, and strongly associated to ancient Greece. In fact, by the early 20th century, such traces of alleged survivals from antiquity or the Middle Ages had become almost the required criterion of legitimacy of any genre within Neo-Hellenism. During the 1930s, the concept of Greekness or Hellenicity took rather diverse dimensions since a literature generation, the so-called generation of the 30s, brought attention to the matter of Greekness, moving from an archaeological approach towards tradition to a modernist one. The modernist project of the generation of the 30s reinstated the discussion on Greekness in totally different terms this time, having the present instead of the past in the center. This was achieved through the spiritualization of tradition and the aestheticization of Hellenism instead of the nationalization of it. There was an evident shift from the past to the present, as well as a reconstruction of history that involved the modern intercourse with it. It was a view of tradition as being rebuilt in the present. This is the exact moment when Manos Katsedakis' intervention occurred in the music scene of Greece in order to create a corresponding genre of music, first through his theatrical compositions, that was later given the name Art Popular Song. So, Art Popular Song was a hybrid genre that made use of Western art music alongside elements of Greek musical tradition, and specifically the extensive use of the until then marginal genre of rebetiko, and I will come back in a minute to rebetiko. Even though Art Popular Song was by the 1960s hailed as the authentic national popular music, it presented a controversy as far as its authenticity is concerned, since it is in this context of a fragmented view of tradition that Katsedakis initially engaged with the compositions of Greek theatre. The continuity doctrine of the interventions of the 19th century was based on Romantic nationalism and was unsurprisingly adopted by the Greek National Music School, whose purpose was the elevation of folk songs to Western art compositions in the German prototypes. Katsedakis enterprise, in contrast to the National Music School, did not take folk music as a paradigm of combining the art and the popular. On the contrary, his modernist agenda involved the elevation of the urban genre of rebetiko into an aesthetic of popular. Rebetiko now. They were the underground slash marginal songs that flourished from the beginning of the 20th century and derived Asia Minor, sharing many elements with Ottoman traditions, which was the main aspect of controversy, especially if we take into account that folk song was seen as the true expression of the Greek rural song. Rebetiko songs were originally performed, listened, and or danced by rebetes, men of waywardness and non-conformity. I think it's placed something similar to the Argentine tango or the Portuguese fado. The use of buzuki,
preserved the instrument, is perhaps the most distinctive feature of the genre, and as we are going to see, its use was introduced much later in Kantzidakis' theatrical composition, due to the Eastern origins of it. The pivotal work in the transformation of Lebedko to art popular is usually considered to be Kantzidakis' incidental music for the 1949 play Blood Wedding by Federico Garcia Lorca, even though there are more distinctive examples of what was later or perceived as art popular song. Blood Wedding was a production of a prominent theatrical company of the period, the Art Theatre of Greece, directed by a modernist director, Carlos Kuhn. The music for the introduction of the Blood Wedding is the first example of the intentions of Katsidakis to bring Greek musical tradition and Western art music together through Rebetiko. He wanted to effect the transition of Rebetiko into a legitimate genre in a much more direct way than the series of musicians of the National School and escape from the folklorism that was dominant before the 1930s. And we are coming here to the first musical example where the main theme of this particular piece, the introduction of the Blood Wedding, that is basically the main, it's the same as the main theme from a very famous Rebetiko song by Vasilis Tsitsanis entitled Arkondissa. The melody is almost identical, only transforms the fourth down and presents it in A minor instead of the original D minor. Katsidakis also lengthened the second and fourth beat of the meter, where he used a crotchet and a quaver in the form of a triplet instead of a dotted quaver pose. The rather westernized instrumentation that did not include the use of mazurki by no means does not prevent one from associating the introduction with the Rebetiko song by Tsitsanis. And first I'm going to play the Rebetiko song. That's not the main theme yet.
Thank you.
By the late 1950s, Rebetiko
study instrument and its holistic legitimization were signified by the fitting music of Katsidaitis Moliere on Sunday, where he introduced bouzouki as the ultimate authentic Greek instrument and was retrospectively perceived as the folksy touristic instrument. At this point, it is important to mention that the legitimization of Rebetiko owes a lot to the advent of the other contributor of our popular, Mikis Theodorakis, who in fact established our popular song as the music for the masses, and his music for Zorba the Greek became a symbol of the true Greek spirit. But for time reasons, I don't have the time to elaborate on that much more. From the 1960s onwards, the references to Rebetiko and Katsidaitis' theatrical compositions naturally became much more direct, and the use of bouzouki was evidently less controversial and more common. In 1959-1960, Katsidaitis undertook the music composition for Iakos Campanelis' play, A Tale with No Name, for a production of the Art Theatre. Significantly, Katsidaitis, for the first time, made use of the bouzouki on stage of contemporary Greek theatre in one of the songs entitled You All See Look. Even though Katsidaitis' use of bouzouki was rather delicate and at some level westernized, the transition from the early works is evident, and you are going to listen to that. The whole introduction of that song is a direct reference to Greek rebetiko styles, but the most distinguishing feature is the descending pattern from the 16th to the 21st second, which is a distinctive feature of the previous style of rebetiko. But as you are going to see, his stylistic composition here is much closer to the authentic tradition than it was in the three previous examples I played.
Invocation to ancient Greece